So then the Rambam is mentioning the halacha of Ravame Ravase. So Gozo Aleim Liya is Kinuli Zozo Misham. Ravame Ravase Achi Gozo Aleim Liya is Ki Akum Choldom. So the Shach accepts the Girse Kusi Shinei Vizore, but the Taz accepts the Girse of Nochri Shinei Vizore. Now, the Perek HaBayis, the Ro, so he says something very strange. He says as follows, now the Shittas HaRambam is, that even the Shchite of an Akum, of an Ivid Chovim, not a Goy, but a Goy, a pagan, an Ivid Avizor. So then the Shchite is certainly Asur Midraise. So it's also Bachile, so it's Nevele. But it's not Mitame Tumas Nevele Midraise. It's only Mitame Tumas Nevele Midrabono. That the Rambam mentions in the beginning of Ilchas Tumas Och. So that the shchite of an Eved Kechovim, of an Eved Avrizore, so it's asuro be'achile midrais, because of the posig we call loch v'yochalto mizivche. But it's not mitame tumes nevele midrais, but midrabonon is mitame. Now, why isn't it monifshach? If it's shchitos in nevele, so nevele is mitame midrais. Why is the shchite of an Eved Kechovim not mitame midrais? So the pshat is in the Rambam, you see, of course, all the Rishayim who say that an Akum may Nochri is possibly Shchit because of Zavachto. So then, now the Loshen of the Tisefti is at Perek Aleph in Chum, Tisefti in Chum is Vizavachto Prat Lishenis Bechom Yileo. That let's say if someone put a sakin on the table and then the wind threw off the sakin and there was a behemoth near the table and that sakin slaughtered the behemoth. So, nizbechom yaleo. In other words, so then it's not good. And so, this the lotion of safety is vizavachto prat li she nizbechom yaleo, vizavachto prat she nizbecho al dikev, vizavachto prat she zof chogoy. So actually, there is a tisefte, before she tisefte, that an akum is nismayit from vizavachto. But so obviously, so why does the Rambam say that it's nismayit, Shri Sakum is nismayit from the Kol Chaltam Zifrei? So obviously the Rambam holds that in respect vis-a-vis Nochri, this drosha of the Tisefti is an asmacht. This drosha of the Tisefti is an asmacht. But midraise, Nakum is nismayit from Shrite, not from the posik of Vizavachto, but from the posik we call our Chaltam Zifrei. Now, so why do we have to resort to an asmachte? Asmachte means the Rabbono. So Bishleim is something that midraise is not nismayit altogether, so then, but only midrabonon, so we have to resort to an asmachte. But here, Nakum is nismayit midraise lishchei, from the posik we call our Chaltam Zifrei, so why did the Chachomim have to apply an asmachte to the posik of Vizavachto? The answer is, there is a fundamental difference between one who is posel ishreit because of the posik of Vizavachto, and one who is posel ishreit because of the posik or we call it Wachaltam Zifrei. Because from the posik of Vizavachto, we are mimayit nizbechom ileo. In other words, let's say if the satin fell off the table and slaughtered and she was sheikh al-Bain. So there, it's not a ma'is shchit. So no ma'is shchit was realized if it needs b'chom eleo. So when it's not ma'is shchit, so then it's nevele mamesh. So then it is just like meisom eleo. In other words, what is nevele? What is nevele? Nevele is that which a behemoth enough that died not for shchit. That's nevele. So if it's meisom eleo, so it is nevele. If, let's say, you shoot a behemoth, so it dies not for shchit, not by cutting the simoni. So then it's nevele. So it's also, it comes within the lav of the sechel kol nevele, it is mitame tumes nevele. Now, So if something is nismayit from the posik of izavachto, then it's not a maise shchite. So nizbech amoyaleo means that no maise shchite was realized. And shchitas keiv, so there is no maise shchite by an odom. There is no keagavre if a keiv was sheichet the behemoth. So mainly it's not a maise shchite. So of course it's like maise amoyaleo if no maise shchite is realized. And it's not only yoseh abachile midraise, but it's mitami to mesnevele also. But if we learn it out from the pasuk of ikolo achaltem izifrei, does the Torah say that shchita sakum is no maize shchite? The Torah, the Losh Narambam is akum sheshochat aval pishesh. Shochat v'shnei Yisrael b'saki yofe v'afilu hoyo koton shchitosi nevele v'leike l'achilosa min ha-teire shenema v'ikoro lecho v'ochalto mizifrei mi'acha shehizia shemoyeichel mizifrei atolomat shezifrei osa. So in other words, all that v'ikoro v'ochalto mizifrei implies is that shchita sakum is asuro, not that shchita sakum is no maize shchita. If we learn out akum from mizavachto, so then the Torah implies that it's not a shchita. Just like Shchitas Keif is no Shchite. Just as like Nizbech Omeleo is no Shchite. Masha'in Kein, if we learn it out from Kolo Chaltum Zifrei, so all that the Posik implies is that Shchitos Yasur. So Shchitos Yasur. So then the question arises, so why should it involve an Iser? Why should it involve an Iser of Nevele? Why should it involve an Iser of Nevele? Why should it involve an Iser of Nevele? So the answer is, as far as the love, there is a fundamental difference between the love of the love of Achilas Nevele and Tumas Nevele. Tumas Nevele depends upon the fact that no Maise Shchite was realized. But the Iser of Achille of Nevele does not depend upon Maise Shchite. Even if a Maise Shchite was realized, as long as the matter of Shchite is lacking, So then there is a love, the love of the Zechel Konevela applies. The best raya is from the Gemara in Yivomes, Daf Lamed Gimel. Now, by Chatos Of, so Kof Kochim, so instead of Shchite, we have Melike. Melike. What does Melike mean? He's Erev. He breaks really the simoni by breaking the neck from the back of the off. That's Melike. Now, of course, if somebody will be Melik and off Shalchum, so it will be Nevele Gmuro. So it will be Nevele and Nisa Nevele, and it will be, and it will be Mitami Tumas Nevele. But by Chatos Off, by Chatos Off, by Iles Off, so the Aloche, the Torah, mentions Melike instead of Shchite. And Chatos Off, now, Chatos Of, so the boso is Nechel Kiyanim. So the Kiyanim are allowed to eat it. But it should be Nevele. After all, no Shchite was realized. No Shchite was realized, but just Melike was realized in the Chatos Of. And still the Kiyanim eat the boso. So the answer is, that's the Gzeres HaKosov, that in lieu of Shchite, there has to be Melike. So the Melike is in lieu of Shchite. And as far as Keanim are concerned, so just the Shchite is in Mati, Bachile. In whom, so Melike vis-a-vis Keanim, so Melike is in Mati of Bachile, is Melike is Mati of Bachile. Not Shchite. Now, so of course, there is no doubt that Chatos Of, Shenim Liko, is not mitami to mesnevele. Still, the Gemara in Yivomes Daflamet Gimel says that if a zar, now who is allowed to eat Chatos Of? A kohen, but a zar, Israel, is not allowed to eat. So the Gemara in Lamet Gimel in Yivomes says that if a zar eats the psar Chatos Of, so he's able to isuri. One is there of Kedesh Lizar, because Chatos Of is only Nitan Lach, is only Huta Likeyanim, not Lizar. And then he's also in the Isar of Nevele. But the Gemara says he's not Chayav Malkes Mishim Nevele. If he's Aritz, the Psach Adesov, he's not Chayav Malkes on the score of Nevele because in Isar Halalisa. So it's another Halacha because in Isar Halalisa. But in Isar Halalisa, also Kim Nisim Mishim Murim. So he's in the Isar of Nevele. Now the question is, what kind of Nevele is it? A Kayan is Mikayim a Mitzvah when he eats the Psach Adesov. Even though there is no shchite, so here the Torah said that in lieu of shchite by chatosei by kochim, there is miliki. So miliki is like the shchite. So how can a zar? All right, a zar is not allowed to eat it. So he's not allowed to eat it because of kedesh, because it's not nitin lachil azorim, because chatosei is only nechal lizichay kune. Chatosei is only nechal lizichay kune. But why should he behave at the Isar of Nevele and be potter of Malkes? Because in Isar Halisa. But the Isar of Nevele is Eber. What kind of Nevele is it? Here you have Melike. Melike is the mitzvah by Chatosei in lieu of Shchite. The answer is, we see from this Gemara that as far as the love of the Seichel Kol Nevele is concerned, it doesn't depend upon Maise Shchite. If it depended upon Maise Shchite, so here we have Maise Melike. The love of Lesechul Kol Nevele depends upon the lack of the matir of shchite. So in other words, if somebody eats boso that was nishchito, so then he's not even the Isar of Nevele, because shchite is a matir. Shchite is a matir. Shchite is not just a mitzies, an act of shchite. No, shchite is a matir ba'achile. Shchite, you see that even even while the behemoth is still mifacheses, and mifacheses is kichayu lechol dvoreo, so there is no iser of even nachay. So in other words, shchite is a matir. Shchite is a matir ba'achile. So even if there is a maize shchite, but as long as the matir of shchite is lacking, he is even a lav of lezechol kol nevelo. And that's the reason as to why if he zah eats Chatoseiv, Psach Chatoseiv, Shemim, Al de Milike. So not only is Eva the Iser of Kedesh, but he's Eva the Iser of Nevele. Only in Iser Chalalisa. So there is no Malkes. No Malkes. Why? Because Milike is only Matia, Bachile, vis-a-vis Kiadim. But Shchite is not, the Milike is not in Matia Bachile vis-a-vis Orim, because that's the aloche of Chatos, that it's Nechal Lizichre Kohune. So Mimele, at the very outset, the Milike is in Matia. Is in Matia. Lachile Likeanim. It's not in Matia vis-a-vis, relative to Zorim, non-Keanim. Milike is not in Matia. So, true, the Milike is in lieu of Shchite. But in Shchite too, If Shchite would not be Matia, even though it would be Maize Shchite, but if for some reason it wouldn't be Matia, he would behave at the love of Lesechul Kol Nevele. He'd behave at the love of Lesechul Kol Nevele. Now, the Rambam also says, that's in Tumas Ochlin, again, the Rambam mentions, does anyone have the Rambam of Tumas Ochlin here? To my soul, I don't know what it is. One second. Yeah, this is it. So the Rambams, you know, are classified in so many different ways now. Some Rambams are in 4 volumes, and some Rambams are in 6 volumes, and some in 5 volumes. Couldn't tell. Now, I said Tumasochlin, it's in Ovis Atumis, not Tumasochlin. The Rambam in Hilchas Ovis Atumis, Perik Veis, Haloche Yud, says as follows. Shchita Sakum, Nivele, Umitamo Bimaso, Vafu Yisroi Limidal Gabov, Vim Shochat Bisakin Yofe, Shchite Kero, Echoda Akum, Vechoda Kusi, Oigateshov, Shchitoso Nivele. We call it Beinai, Shavze Midivri Seifri. Shavze Midivri Seifri. That Shrita Sakum, that is Mitame, Tumes Nevele, is only Midivri Seifri. Midraisi is not Mitame. Shari Tumas Avenizore, we Tumas Tikreveso. Midivre, Kmoishin is Boyer. Ovigwala Venizore, Nisrachko Akusim, Vinesro Shritoso. So, in other words, so he says that Tumas, even Kichovim, maybe Avenizore. So he's only mitami to mislevila mid rabbanon. Why mid rabbanon? Because machmas avnizore. So the marach. But mid raise akum shchite is not mitami to mislevila. So then the Rambam himself asks, v'im tema valehi asur ba'achila din tere. But it's also mid raise. And there is a lot of the sechel called elo. If someone eats from shchite akum, loy kol osu ba'achila mitami. Shariatrifo asuro utero, vi efshel lichayev kores al tumazu, al pias mikdosh vachila skotchov, elo birayibu. So he says, and if you ask, how is it possible that Shchita Sakum is not mitami to mislevila midraise, only midrabonon, but it's also vachila midraise? We learn it out from the possible call of Achalto Mizifrei. So he says, there is no equation between the Isa Nevele, Isa Rachila of Nevele, and Tumas Nevele. Voraye, Treife is also midraise, but still not mitami tumes nevele. In other words, the Gemara says that if someone shechts a behime, and then it turns out that treife, so true, it's also bachile, but mitami tumes nevele it isn't. So everybody raises the question against this Rambam, what kind of a raya is it? Treife is also bachile because of the love of vuposo basode treife lo isechelo. Not because of lisechlo kol nevele. Now, treife is not mitami tumes. Is not mitame, bimagi or bimase? Nevele is mitame, bimagi or bimase. So if one shechts a treife, but the shchite was done kedin, in other words, there was no shia, there was no chlode, there was no drose, there was no iku, no agrome. So a proper shchite. So mimele, it cannot be mitame to mes nevele, because the treife is not mitame. Only nevele is mitame. So what kind of a raya is it? Ligabei shchita sakum, where there is aloche, that shchita sakum is nivei. So Reb Chaim says it's not in the sefer. Reb Chaim says he mentions a sifri loisechlu kol niveil eili elo niveilo treifo minayin talmud leima kol. Now the question is, why do we need the troshe? That you're not allowed to eat treife. There is a lot of the raise uposo basode treife lizechel. So we need a posik, a ribu of kol nevelo. The Sifri mentions to advise us that we're not allowed to eat treife. I mean, there is a lot of the raise. So The Rambam says in Perek Dalet Milchas Macholes Asures, Halacha Yudzayin, Kol Anevelis Mistalfei Zuimzu. In order to be Chayiv Malkes for Anevelo, he has to eat the Kazayis. Suppose he takes heavy Kazayis of Nevelas Behemo, and heavy Kazayis of Nevelas Ov, and he eats them together. So he's Chayiv Malkes, because it's one shep. Unevelo Mistarefes Im Treifu. So if somebody will eat Hefikas Ayis of Nevelo and Hefikas Ayis of Treifo, so it's Mistarif. Now the question arises, why is it Mistarif? If somebody eats Hefikas Ayis, the Spirit Dalet Allah in Michlas Machlos Asur Salah Yitzayin. If somebody eats Hefikas Ayis of Nevelo, so Hefikas Ayis together with Hefikas Ayis Nevelo's Behemo, alright, so it's the same Isa. But Hefikas Ayis of Treifo, Hefikas Ayis of Nevelo, so one Hefikas Ayis is Oser and Esko. Of trade love of trade for and the other have Kazayis is also on the score of love and velo. How can it be Tzulev? Why is it different than, let's say, he'll eat heavy Kazayis of Chazer and heavy Kazayis of Nevelo? So he will not be Chayim Malkes because it's two separate Tzulev. So Reb Chaim says, the Mokia for this din, the Rambam, is the Sifri. Of Lisichu kol Nevelo. Ainli al Nevelo, trade for Minayim, Talmud Lema, kol. So the Pshat is that when one eats treife, so besides the iser of basabaso the treife lisechelu, he is also even the iser of lisechelu kol nevelo. Why? Because true that treife is mitaheres mideitumas nevelo, but treife shchite in treife is not a matter b'achile. Shchite in treife is not a matter b'achile, and since Shchite in itreife is not mitai, is not matia ba'achile. So mimele, he is even the love of nevelo also. Not only the love of basabaso itreife is achelo, and that's the pshat. So what's nafkemine? Nafkemine is that there will be mitzuref. Chotzik azayis of treife, chotzik azayis of nevelo will be mitzuref. So we'll be chayev malkes on the score of the love of lesechlo kol nevelo, not on the score of the love of basabaso itreife lisechel. Why? Because that's the ribu of kol nevelo, sechel kol nevelo, that treife also involves a love of nevelo. Why? Because treife shchite netreife is not in matia. So if shchite netreife is not in matia, so there is a love of nevelo. In other words, so we see, so but it's mitaheres midei tumas nevelo. The answer is, as far as tumas nevelo is concerned, it depends upon maise shchite. So shchite nitreve is a maise shchite. It's a maise shchite, but it's not in matir b'achile. So wherever there is a maise shchite, but it's not in matir b'achile. So then it involves. So the love of the achilas nevelo applies, but it's not mitamitumis nevelo. So that is the pshat in the Rambam. So that's the pshat Rambam. In Perek Reis, Milchos Ovos Atumes, Halacha Yud. Shchita Sakum Nevelo, Umitam Vimas. Vikorei, Vbein Aisham, Se Midivre Sefri. Shari Tumas Abnizore, Vitumas Tikrivo, So Midivreyem, Kmo Shiniz Boya. Vim Teima Aval Yasura Bachilo Din Teiro. Loi Kolo Osa Bachilo Mitame. Shari Atrivo Asura Ut. Shari Atrivo Asura Ut Teiro. And it's not Mitame. So the Kashi is, Trivo is not Nevelo, that's why it's not Mitame. The answer is, but by Trevo, besides the Iser of Trevo, there is an Iser of Nevelo also. Why? Because whatever is Shchite is not a matter of Achille, so the love of Lesir of Nevelo applies, and still it's not Mitame. So we see that there is a fundamental distinction between the Halishem Nevelo Ligabi Iser Achille of Nevelo, and the Halishem Nevelo Ligabi Tumas Nevelo. Tumas Nevelo is based upon the Mitzies of the lack of Maise Shchite. But if there is a Maise Shchite, so then it's not Mitame. Masheinke in the Yisra Achilov Nevele, even if there is a Maise Shchite, as long as the matter of Shchite is lacking, there is the love of Nevila, and the best raya is from the Gemara Yivam is Aflamet Gimel, that if a Zah eats Psach HaTosev, so he's able to eat self Nevila also. But there we have Melikei Luav Shchite, the answer is, but the Melikei is only a Mati of vis-a-vis Keanim. It's not a Mati of relative vis-a-vis Izar. So Mimele, the Mati of Shchite is like in vis-a-vis Izar. So Mimele, there is a Yisrachil of Nevele. Yisrachil of Nevele. So the Pshati is like this. If we learn out from the Posik, of Isovachto, so then it means, so Shchita Sakum Nidereise is exactly like Nisbechom Eleo. So there, it's not a Maise Shchita. If it's not a Maise Shchita, so naturally, he has to be Mitami to Misnevel. But if we learn how Taku, the Psul of Akim, from Kolo Achaltum Zifre, all that the Kolo Achaltum Zifre implies is that it's Asur of Achil. The Shchita Sakum is Asur. What does it mean if it's Asur? The Chites Akum is not a Matya Bachel. We call over Chaltum Zifre. Zifre is Asur. That means that the Chite is not a Matya Bachel. Since the Chite is not Matya Bachel, so that's a general rule. Wherever a Chite is not a Matya Bachel, the love of Nevele applies. But a Maize Chite it is. If a Maize Chite it is, so Mimele, it is not Mitami to Miss Nevele Midraise. But why is it Mitami Midrabanon? Because of that Roshe in the Tisefte, Vizovachto Praches of Rakum. So according to the Rambam, that Roshe is Nasmachte. Now the question arose, why do the Chachomim have to apply Asmachte when it's possible in Raise because of the Xerzakosu, Kolo Chaltum Zifrei? The answer is, from the point of view of Kolo Chaltum Zifrei, it only implies that the Shchit is Aso, that there is the matter of Shchit is like it. So Mimele it's also Ba'achile Midraise, but it's not Mitami to Misnevele. But because of the Asmachte of Izovachto, so Midrabonon it's like Shchitas Cave, it's like Nisbechom Eleo, it's not even Maize Shchite. So Mimele it's Mitami Midrabonon. That's Shchitas Rambam. The Roi in Benek Abaye, so he says as follows. He says, Shchite of Inochri, so not only is it Asur Ba'achile Midraise, and is even love of Nevele, but it's Mitami. It's mitame tumas nevela as well. Shchite of Yisrael mumer. Let's say of Michal Shabbos Farhesie. So the Bro says, so it's asur ba'achila midraise. It's even a love of nevela, but it's not mitame tumas nevela. There is a distinction between an anakum and Yisrael mumer. Even though Yisrael mumer is giakum, so he's giakum ligabi Yisrael. So it's just a midraise, but mitame tumas nevela it isn't. Shchitas Mumer. What's the pshat in the Bedek Abayis? So apparently the Ro holds, he agrees with the din of Zavachto that is mentioned in the Tisefte. Now the Tisefte says that Vizavachto prat le'akum. So Mimele. So that means the Shchite of Inochri is not even a Maise Shchite. And then he also agrees with the Drosh of the Rambam that the Posik Vikor of Chaltum Zifre implies that Shchite Zakum Zasor. But there is one fundamental difference. From the point of view of Zavachto, so it's not even a Maise Shchite. From the point of view of Vikor of Chaltum Zifre, it could be a Maise Shchite, but only the Shchite is also. Now, apparently, the Bedek Abaye is the Ro holds that Vizovachto, why are we Mimayit Akum from Vizovachto? Because an Akum, as the Rosh says, because an Akum is not a Barzviche. Why isn't an Akum a Barzviche? Because he's not Mitzuve al Zviche. So Mimele, the Ro holds, too, there is a Loche of Mechal Shab Mumer, Lechal Shab Yifaresie, is Ki Akum Chol Dvorov. So he has the Psulim of Akum. But here the Psul of Akum is based upon the fact that he's not Ibar Zviche, he's not Mitzuvah al Zviche. But you cannot say that Yisroel Mumer and Chalsham Yifaresi is not Mitzuvah al Zviche. After all, he's held responsible for all the mitzvahs at all. So the Aloche of Yaakov Chodvorov only implies that he has the Psulim of Akum, not that he is not Ibar Zviche, not that he is not Mitzuvah al Zviche. Of course he is Mitzuvah al Zviche. So mainly we cannot apply the halacha of Yaakov Chaldov. Mashenke, the din of Vikolo Vachaltom is afraid that that implies that the Shechitas Akum is Oseh, it's possible. It's also, it's not a matter of achille. So we apply the aloche that the mumer lechal shabu faresie has all the psalm of akum, and just as an akum is incapable, is not a baroche to be matter of achille through ishrite, so his royal mumer lechal shabu faresie is also incapable of being matter of achille through ishrite. But as far as the posik of ikon of achalta mizifre is concerned, as far as the posik of Vikol or Vachaltom Izifre is concerned, so that only implies that the Shchit is Asuro, not that it's not a Maisi Shchit. But if Shchit is Asuro, is not Matir Ba'achile, so mainly it's even a lot of Lesechel Kol Nevelo, but a Maisi Shchit it is. Masheinkin Ligabi Nakum, Ligabi Goy, so besides the posik of the kol v'chaltam izifrei, we have the mutant that is efte of his avachto, that's not in maize shrite. So if it's not in maize shrite, so it's like me some eleo, some mele, it's vitami to misnevel also. That's the reason as to why the Ro in Berkabai says that the mumer, he's royal mumer, so the shrite is asur b'achila midraise, but it's not vitami to misnevel. Alright. Now, Siv Beis in the Taz. Liti Ovi. Kilo in Mishkach, kosher ochel nevelis al kovach mehane b'dike saki kibim shi nesuna b'yod eshech et shapir v'chol kame de mishkech teire lo yochel yisuri el litorach la'adure bo sasaki yofi im zub gumo v'chosa b'siyosef shim rabni yeruchem v'yei shemrim kibim shi yivdik leisakin kilim shchite shin tzorich levot ki acha shchite v'akeyan v'agim kosvu shalach atchil et tzorich levot ki gam ki acha shchite v'chein iker. So the b'siyosef mentions 2 days. One day is that by Mumalitovn, that even though he's baiting the sakin kedem shrite, so he does not have to be baiting the sakin after the shrite. And another day is that lechatchile, even though he was baiting the sakin before the shrite of the Mumalitovn, so he has to be baiting again after the shrite. V'chenikya u'baluito kosa. Both exciting killing shrite in Zorch with the Karashrite. The Him Ashman Chatroshna Poski, Umvuya Bidil Rashbosh, Kosav Zeli Shene, Yisroel Mumalitov, Mimvela Sheshoch, Sheshech bin Latz, Atkan Lishin. Vinirali. So now the question arises, how can there be 2 days as to whether, when in Mumalitov and Shechts, whether we have to be baiting the Saki, whether we have to be baiting the Saki, Leachashrite? We have to be baiting the sakin la'achas shchite or not. When the halacha is, it's mentioned in Siman Yudches, that even a Yisroel Gomor, a Yisroel Kosher, a Yisroel Gomor, a regular shechet. So when he shechts, so even though he was baiting the sakin before shchite, so he's mechuyev lechatchile to inspect the sakin after shchite. That's mentioned in Siman Yudches. Oh. Simen Yudches, Sif Yudveiz, Afal Pishe, Bodak Asakin, Kedem Shchite, Tzorich Larza, Veliv Deik, Achar Ashchite, Vahane Mile Shasakin Lefoneinu, Avul Neva Shchitosik Sheiro, Hoi Lupot Ko Kedem Shchite, Vaf Lishochet Bahar Beze Achaze, Vinoga Bimafreke Shal Achaz Menye Shal Achme Vlochesh, Lechol Ish Narake. So there is a Alocha Lechatchile, even by a regular Sheichet, Yisroel Gomo, who shechts, even though he inspected the sakin before shchite. Lechatchila is mechuyev to inspect the sakin immediately after the shchite, because maybe the sakin, maybe it became nivka as a result of its contact, the sakin's contact with the yobis hashchite. Mimele, when he was sheichet the simonim, so he was already sheichet with the sakin pogo. So because of that, lechatchila he is mechuyev to inspect the sakin. So it's a kalachimer of logic. So if even in connection with the Yisroel Gomo, who was baiting the sakin kinim shchite, lechatchila is mechuyev to be baiting lachas shchite, how could the Mumalitov be better? So how is it that the Bais Yosef mentions today? This is what bothered the Taz. So the Taz explains it. V'nirali, d'chshasakin lifoneinu tekev ha-shchite, kula alme lipri ritzor b'dike, tuliotif mi Yisroel kosha ritzor b'dike ha-shchite, v'ze poshut, dibdukas numa zeh, Yafe. Now, so why does he say v'zeh poshut dibtikas mumer zeh lo mikra b'diki? In other words, because he anticipated, he understood, the Taz understood that someone could think that there is a very simple teretz on that kasha. Against the Rishonim who say that there is no lechatchile of being beidik the sakin after the shrit of the mumer litov. And the kasha rose, how could a mumer litov be better? Be better than the Yisrael Gomer. Yisrael Gomer is mechuyev to be beidik lechatchile after the shrit, even though he was beidik before the shrit, and the Yisrael mumer litov not. So the Taz understood that somebody could give it teretz and say, of course, a Yisrael Mumer Litov is not better than a Yisrael Gomer. But what does it mean when the Mechaba says in Simen Yitches that lechatchile we are mechuyev to be beidik sakin after the shchite? It doesn't mean that anyone who is present at the place of the shchite so has to inspect the sakin. It doesn't mean, let's say, suppose you happen to be present at the shchite. So it doesn't mean that every observer, every bystander who witnessed the shchite is mechuyev to be beidik the sakin after the shchite. It only means that the sheichet is mechuyev lechatchile to inspect the sakin. So of course, that goes without saying. All the shenim agree that the sheichet, whoever is the sheichet, is mechuyev lechatchile to inspect the sakin after the shchite. And if the sheichet happened to be mumer litov, so he is mechuyev lechatchile. Here there are two days as to whether the observers, the achirim or eindim al gabon of the mumer litov, whether they are mechuyev lechatchile to inspect the sakin of the mumer litov lachashchit. One could give such a teretz, and there are some of the nesikirim who give the teretz. In the answer, the kashi against the rishonim who say that lechatchile you're not mechuyev. So the kashi is how could they say that lechatchile you're not mechuyev? Why should it be better than Yisrael Gomor? The answer is, he's not better than Yisrael Gomor. So of course the Mumer Litov himself is mechuyev to inspect. But here, there is a machlekes Rishonim as to whether others who witness, the bystanders, who witness the shchite of the Mumer Litov, whether they too are mechuyev to inspect. So he says, no. Ze poshut, dibdukas mumer zelo imikra b'dike. This is no teretz, because how could anyone even have his al-gedaitoch, that the achirim, the bystanders of the shchit of the mumer litov, are not mechuyev to be beidik lechatchile de sakin. If it's a dover poshut, that even a Yisrael Gomor, a sheichet, is mechuyev to shech lechatchile, but when he's a Yisrael Gomor, Yisrael kosher, so then we trust him. Masheinkein, if he's a mumer litov, how can we trust him? So any bystander should be mechuyev to inspect the sakin himself, not to rely on the mumer litov that he will inspect the sakin. So how can any rishon say that if the bystanders inspected the sakin before the shrite, they're not even mechuyev lechatchile to inspect the sakin after the shrite? V'zeh poshut dibdikas mumer zeh lo mikra b'dike. Elokim plige. Oh, so what's the machlekes rishonim that the Bais Yosef mentions? Elokim plige b'bnei Yisrael yasakin yof. So the Taz says that all the Shinim agree that if the Mumer Litov was Sheichet Bifaneinu, even though we inspected the Saki before Ishrite, and the Mumer Litov is still here, and he has the Saki in his hand, he has it with him. So then, all the Rishonim agree that we are mechuyev to inspect the sakin after the shchite, because it's not better than Yisrael Gomor. So the sheichet is mechuyev to be beidik. And here, since we don't trust the sheichet because he's a mumer litov, so we, the bystanders, the achirim, the indim shom, we have to inspect the sakin. But those who are machshir only in the case where the mumalitov moshechet, the mumalitov moshechet, and he left the behemoth, ishchuto, and then he left. He left. Let's say he went to the south side, and he took the sakin with him. So some rishonim say, no, we are not allowed to eat of that behemoth until he comes back, and then we take a look at the sakin. Sakin. And some rishonim, the machshirim, say, in such a case, since the mumalitov left, and we had no opportunity to inspect the sakin immediately after the shchita, because right after the shchita he left and took the sakin with him. So the machshirim say that we don't have to. Those who say that he has to be, we have to be beidik, so he cannot eat from the behemoth until he comes back, and we inspect the sakin and see that the sakin is not a problem. And the machshirim say, in such a case, it's considered like the eved. It's considered like the eved, so the mele we don't have to wait until he comes back. That's the machlekes. מכל מקמר כדבד מאחר שהוא הלך לשמוק מאחר וכן רואי סימן מפרס הבייס לרשבו הזה ונצור למתנוב עד שיוב יישק כן אחר שחיתה ומש מדרמיס יוסף וחיקם משכנוך וקיימו להוקיו בזה So in other words, so in such a case we possibly call ופי זה מיושב נעמי מדיקו שלא מוריץ רוחו לפסיק לחתחיל ולהיסמך להבדיקה די בסייב דו גם בישראל כושר עושה לעסקי ופי מה שכוספתי ניחה דאבה מיני כאן כדאבד, היחדים לא נתחיל לסקים בודו קליטן להיקן המשחיתה, והוא נועים לזיל שחי בסקים שלוח וסוף ואיס אלינו, כל משהו. נאו, והוא שיידין בי, דיבוזל הוא יאמרין הרי ביצוי נסל שחיתה מומחי, דיבישראל כושר דווקא אמרין הכי, נאו, הוא יצטס השיטה of the מורלכי נרב, but the שיטה of the רשבו is, that we apply the הלוכה, עוברי ביצוי נסל שחיתה מומחי מהי, applies even to Mumalitov. So he says, Vein little Hatril Lishrit of Kosher Gabo, Belisha Yivdek, Loi Kosher as a second trilo, Al Smachi Yavdikenu. Be safe. So in other words, we cannot let the Mumalitov Meshecht relying upon our own disposition to be baiting the sakin after the shechita. Why not? Because in regard to istam shechet, where the question is whether he is in boki or not in boki in the shechita. So since midraise rib mitzvah shechita mumchinei, so it's only lechatchila that we should test him. So since David, it would be mutter anyway. So mele, we are not afraid to take chances and rely on the testing later on. Mashenkin, in a case where without the testing, it would be yourself in the event, so we are not allowed lechatchile to rely on our intention to do the testing later on. So here, if the sakin will not be tested, will not be inspected, so then it will be yourself in the event. So maybe we're not allowed to rely on it lechatchile, just because we intend to inspect the sakin later. So between seeing the chashin shem yishkal yudiken lechatchile be safe also. הח ובלי בדיקה הוא טעם, ומה שכוסף תחילה של יסמך על בדיקה ניסייב. זה הטעם שבכל מוקים שישיסר אפילו דאבד, בלוי בדיקה עוז דווקא חשינו שם ישכח. משקעים כי במוקים דאבד כושר בלי בדיקה לחשינו שם ישכח. ומשמוכם שימה א' כוסף ביטוד, לחתחיל יחינו להתלוי לישחית, על צמח שאם תקן החקן, ודוב עוז זה הוא כלל בזה במקי מסחב. So he explains it. When we went over, did you please close the door?
We explain, according to the Gro, so the Pshat is, according to the Gro, it's based upon the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Mumarech Neveles Litiovn, so the Bein Abaye Bein Rove Armeide, that is Posseladus. And according to the Machlekin between Abaye and Rove, is in regard to Mumarech Neveles Lachis. And Lachis there certainly means in Makbid, not Lachis Mamish. So there is a machlekes. So Rove says that's one of the altigamos. So the loch is like a bay. That mumarech nevelis lahachis in this any makpit. So he's posalitis. Why? Because he's a rosh. So any avere for which there is malkes. So one is posalitis from the rice, even though it's not a rosh, even though he's not a rosh of the chomos. But Rove says that mumarech nevelis lahachis in the makpit. So it's kosheritis. According to Rove, there is no psul of Roshe as such. Only Roshe the Chomos is kosheritis. But Stam Roshe, not Chomos, not. So the question is, according to Rove, that Ichel Nevelis in Makpid is kosheritis, there is no psul Roshe. Why is he made that Litiovn? So he's posul. Why should Litiovn be more Chomo than Lahachis in Makpid? So there's a machlekes Roshei. Some Rishonim say that, and Rashi is among them, that the reason as to why Litiovn is certainly posleides, even according to Rove, who says there is no psul of Roshe, because Litiovn means Litiovn because he's cheaper. In other words, if he can get treife meat, nevela meat, at the same price as kosher meat, he will not eat treife nevela. But if it is cheaper, so then he'll eat. So Mele is doing it, he's over on the Torah because of money. So that also gives him Hashem Rosh the Chomos. In other words, according to Rashi's Pshat, so Rosh the Chomos does not necessarily mean an avere of the Kichas Mami, like Iganef, Igazlen, Marwe Beribis, Likiach Sheikhat, but any avere that a person does because of money. Because of money. So if he's in Mumarech Levilis Lahachi, he's in Makbid, he doesn't do it because of money. He has no Yira Shamayim. So, but if he does it because of money, so he's a Rosh HaLechomos. But other Rishonim don't approve of that Pshat, because they hold that the Pshat of Rosh HaLechomos is one who is either an Avere of Likichas Momen, like Iganev, Gazlen, and so on. But not an Avere B'Nodomli Mokin because of money. So why is Rove made it that Eichon Mumar Eichon Vilis Litovn is posleides because of Choshut? So in other words, so we see from these Rishonim, we see that there is a halacha that a Choshut, now that since the person has Yirah Shamayim, he has a certain degree of Yirah Shamayim. Not real Yerushalayim, but there is a certain degree of Yerushalayim. So whenever it's not in conflict with his temptation for money, so he will not be there on the Yisrael of Nevelis. But if it is necessary for him to violate the Yisrael of Nevelis in order to gain money, so he's ready to violate the Yisrael of Nevelis. In other words, the temptation for money is so strong in his psyche that he is ready to be evir on the Yisrael of Nevele, in which he is generally Zoya. But the temptation causes him to be evir on the Yisrael for which he cares. So Nevele, the same temptation might cause him to be either another Isa too. What difference does it make? I mean, it's just common sense. If the temptation for money is capable of causing him, of driving him to violate the Isa of Nevele, so it might cause him to violate the Isa of Lisane Beracho Ichokatu. So Mele is Choshev. Not because of the psul of Roshe, but because of the psul of Roshe. So the Gro explains this din. Now, so then, according to that pshat, of course, that aloche can only be deduced according to the Rishonim who explain Rove's din that on one hand, Ichel Nevelis Lahachis is kosher. There is no psula kosher. And what Ichel Nevelis Lahachis is possible like this. And the, those Rishonim explain it on the basis of kosherhood. So then, so we can establish this chiddush that if someone, that even though the Gemara in Bechira says that Hachoshud is only in Nemon Leisi Dovah, but Lidovah Achir is Nemon. In other words, if someone is a Hachoshud and Klayim, so he's not Nemon and Klayim, but he's Nemon and Veles. If someone is Hachoshud and Veles, so he's not Nemon and Veles. Anything that has to do with the Easter of Nevela, let's say like Shchiti. But he's Nemon and Shatnes. He's Nemon and Shatnes. If someone is a Choshud, let's say, on Chil Shabbos, not with Varesi, with Varesi, so he's a Choshud Chater Kule. But let's say, he's a Choshud on Chil Shabbos Bitzine, not with Varesi. So he'll have Nemones and Shchiti. He'll have Nemones and Shchiti. So that is only if he's a Choshud, not because of a certain temptation. Let's say he's in a makpit. He's in a makpit on Shabbos. He's in a makpit on Shabbos. Or he's in a makpit on the Easter of Hakofes Pesach Rosh. There are many Jews who are not makpit on the Easter of Hakofes Pesach Rosh. They know it, also. I'm not talking about those who don't know. But they're not makpit. So he'll be Nemon and Shri. So only if he's a Choshut and pay Hakofes Pesach Rosh, not because the temptation is so strong that it drives him to behave there, and if they are in which normally he's oil. So then we say he's only a choshud and sharpness, he's only a choshud and chil shabbos bitzine, or chil yontev, or any isa, but he's not a choshud and vei. So he has the monies. But if he is Zoyer in the Vela. He is Zoyer in the Vela. So, but the temptation for gaining money is so strong that it drives him to violate the Nisar in which he is Zoyer. Because the immorality of Malpidin is considered to be Zoyer. You see, that immorality of is considered to be Barzviche. What kind of a Barzviche is? Easy. The answer is every time when he doesn't conflict with his appetites, so he's Zoya. So he's considered Zoya. So if he is Zoya in a veil, but the temptation for money drives him to violate that Isa of Nevela, in which he is generally Zoya, so the Mele is Choshud, that the same temptation will drive him to behave here the Yisr of Shua Shekatu. But so that's a big chiddush. In other words, this is a limitation on the halacha that is mentioned in Simen Kuf Yutes, that Achoshud al Dovar Echot is Nemon al Dovar Echot. So that only means if he's a Choshud al Dovar Echot, because he's not Zoyer in a certain Yisr. So then, in this Yisr, we know he's not Zoyer, but that doesn't mean that he will not be Zoyer in another Yisr. Just because he's not Zoyer in Akofes Pesach Rosh, it doesn't mean that he'll be not Zoyer in other Yisr. But if he is the kind of a Choshut who is generally awesome, who is generally Zoyer, but the temptation, a certain temptation, drives him to violate his own conscience, the Yisr in which he is generally Zoyer. So the Mele is Choshud, that the same temptation will impel him to violate another Yisr too. Unless we know that this is the kind of a person that the temptation for money will only cause him to violate this Yisr. But the other Yisr not. In other words, if he has been subjected, exposed to the same temptation in respect to another Israel, and the withstood the test. So then we know, but Nastam, if we know a person is in Mumalit Yom, and that a certain temptation is capable of impelling him to violate this, the Anisa, which is Zoya, he is Choshut, and another is a Tum. Nasa is a Tum. So in other words, so he is not considered. So this is not in conflict with the Gemara in Pcheres, that Al Choshut Al Dovah, that's the Aloha that is mentioned in Simen Kuf Yutes, in Shulchan Aruch, that Al Choshut Al Dovah Rechot, Nemon Li Dovah Rechot. Nemon Li Dovah Rechot. Why? Because here, there, the Gemara only deals with someone who is a choshud on a certain Isa. But here, it's not a choshud on a certain Isa. It's a choshud on a certain temptation to impel him to behave very soon. So, since it's the same temptation, so that's a big chiddush. But that din can only follow, according to the Rishonim who explain Rove's din, that Mumarech and Vilas Litiovim is certainly possible, even though the Hachis is kosher on the basis of Choshut. But the Rishonim will explain it on the basis of Choshut and Chomos, so then that din doesn't follow from that Gemara. Because there, Ligabeides, there is a psul of Choshut and Chomos. Choshut and Chomos. Mashenkin Gabisul, there is no psul of Choshut and Chomos. So, I mean, in other words, so this din, according to the gross pshat, is totally in the Machlikas Rishonim in the pshat in Sanhedrin. Now, the Taz, now he mentions what the Bes Yosef says, B'Shem Yeronayet, Sivo, Eini Nemon Dikvo Choshed Al Ashvot, Do Mushbe Ve'Eimei Mar Sinai Ual Ashchit, Kein Kosav Bes Yosef B'Shem Yeronayet. So in other words, so how, V'Teimeli, Ma'ishne M'Yoshikosu B'Hashem Mishpet, Simon Lamedalet, L'Chesedes, The Impossible Eides, Elo Be'Iver Aveiro, She'ish B'Malkes. ובעבר על השבוע אמרים אין שום דיפוסל ואפילו בעבר על אחרת ובשום מה שכוסף הוא אחר היא בכל אוויר אמרים די עבר על מה שמושבה מהר סיני הויו לנו לפסל כל עבר אוויר ואפילו אין בו מלכס כיוון דיקן לו מהן עלי מה שנשבע So yes, a very strong kasha. So in other words, he didn't explain this thing in the Mechaber as the God does. But he explained it because the lotion of the real maid is the kvachoshed al shvuyeh do mush bevei sinai. Even though the gross pshat in this din of the mechaber could be read in the words of the real maid. I mean, but the superficially these words are not expressed. They do not appear to be expressive of that longness. So in other words, how did the Taz understand the Bes Yosef B'Shem El Mayed? That he said, true indeed, that there is Aloche, Choshud Al Dovar Echod, Nemon Li Dovar Ach. So Mimele, since one is a Choshud on the Yisrael of Nevele, he should be Nemon on the Yisrael of Shua Shekin. After all, he's not a Choshud. We never saw him violate the Yisrael of Shua Shekin. But since every Jew is mushbe mahar Sinai to be mikayim the Torah, so mimele, so is mushbe. So the Taz assumed that the Elmeid, in effect, says that when a Jew is aver on any tzivu of the Torah, so besides the violation of that tzivu, he is also aver the Yisrael Shva Sheka, because. There is a halacha of mushbim pe'achirim, so there is a halacha of mushbim pe'achirim. Where do we apply the halacha of mushbim pe'achirim? Let's say by shvuas eidus, by shvuas hapikodin, whether there is a halacha of shvuas of mushbim pe'achirim by shvuas bitu. So I discussed it in Nidorim. I mean, there is a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say that there is no halacha of mushbim pe'achirim b'shvuas bitu, and some rishonim say there is, and some say that the shittas Rambam is that the only reason as to why one cannot asa, let's say somebody else with the shvuah, because he has no authority over the other person. But if it's dovah shebirshu, say, let's say if Ruvein is nishba, the Shimon should not enter his house since it's his house, so then he can't be mushbim pe'achirim. So there is such a halacha of mushbim pe'achirim. So mushbim be'evet mar Sinai means that he's mushbim pi'akodesh baruch hu, not to violate any tzivuim of the Torah. So when someone is ever any iser of the Torah, So not only is Eva that Isaiah, he's Eva the Isaiah of Shuva Shekatu. Because he's a Mujbe Piakodish Bohu, he's Mujbe Vein Nasina. So he's a Choshed Leise Dovo. He's not a Choshed Leise Dovo Rachel. So it's not, so we cannot say Choshed Leise Dovo Rachel. So he's never Leise Dovo Rachel. It's not Dovo Rachel, it's Eise Dovo. So when someone eats Nivele, so he's not only Eva the Isar of Lesecho Kol Nivele, he's Eva the Isar of Lesech Bereshmul Ashokya, because he's Mujbe Vein Nasina. So Nivele, so he's ain't an emon. So the Taz asks a very strong cash. So the Taz asks a very strong cash that if so, so why does the Mechaber himself say in Simen Lamed Dalet, in Ilchasedes, that when is someone posleides, only if he's Eiver and Aver Sheish Mamalkis. Let's say it's Nivele, it's Chazer, he's Mechal Yontev, he's Levi Shatnes, he's Makiv Pius Orosh, and Avira is Malkis. But, an Avira that there is no Malkis, so he's not possible like this. Let's say somebody who talks Loshin Ore, Chavetz Chaim says that he's Avira, maybe 16 Lavan, right? Maybe more, I don't remember. He has a whole list of Chavetz Chaim. But he's not possible like this. Why? Because there is no Malkis. It's Lafshim B'mais. There is no Malkis for Loshin Ore. But, he should be possible like this on the basis of the fact that he is Mujba Vemed Mar Sinai, not to talk Lashon Hara. So Mimele, in addition to the love of Lesina Chochel Ba'amecho and the other love for which there is no Malkes, so there is, he is also Eveya. He is also Eveya, the love of Shua Shekia. Of Shua Shekia. So Mimele, if he is Eveya, the love of Shua Shekia, of Shua Shekia, so Mimele, he should be possible. There's the taskash. There's the taskash. All right, this is really a very strong cash. All right. But according to the Gro, it's another deal. It's not that every time a person is evil, and the Tzivah Torah is also in Mishmah Shekia, because he is Mujbe Mar Sinai, to be Mikayim the Mitzvah Satorah. All right. Now, Mumel iti ofen shishocha bino in Atzmi, v'yeshi misaki yofe v'sheini yofe, v'yima shebi yofe shocha tnem. Kosh, amirosi lomeli, homuta mikeyach l'shovi keteire. In other words, because the Mumel iti ofen has a chetkes kashres, like the biggest tzaddik, except to the extent that a certain situation might come in conflict with the mumel's appetites. But wherever there is no conflict, so he's just, he has the same cheskes kashres as the biggest tzaddik. Now, since he has two sakinim, so he doesn't interfere with his appetites. So Mimele, he's trusted. So why does the Mechaber have to say Nemon? Nemon implies, in other words, if he says he used the Sakin Yofe, we believe him. Why does he have to say? Let's say, in regard to Yisroel Kosher, he has to say, and if a Sheikha checks, every time a Sheikha checks, so we have to ask him, did you check properly? He has a Cheskes Kashka, so he doesn't have to say a word. So here too, why do we have to resort to his testimony? In other words, sometimes we find that we rely on certain evidence, but the evidence by itself, not coupled with a certain testimony, is not a sufficient evidence. But when it's coupled with a certain testimony, so then it is effective. But it's not effective solely on the testimony. But it is effective because of this combination of that that evidence plus his time. I mean, that we find in the moment is constantly. I mean, let's say, many Rishonim say that the whole aloche of Migi, the Ramban, the Rashbo, in Ksuves, the Rav Chovov say that now the Gemara in Ksuves says, Mishabo Vyoma, Bni Huze, Vikeyenu, Nemon Lachile Vitrume, Vinemon Lashie Isha. In other words, if someone comes and he says, this person, this unidentified person, so is my son, and he's a Kayan, because the one who testifies, so he's a Kayan, and he says, he's my son, and we Kayanu. So, Nemon Lachili Bitrum. So the Ramban explains it why he says as follows. In other words, in order to be machul bitrumo, all we need is nemones of iso. Eidechot is nemon biso. Now, suppose this man would have come and said, plainly said, this unidentified person, I know him, he's a kid. So then he would be believed. We would be able to give him truma, to truma. Now that he, not only did he say that this unidentified person is a king, and he also said that he is my son, and since he is his son, so there is a choshe of a mishakeya. Maybe because he has a motive in order to be machil the son, to be machil the son. So we should be chayshish. Maybe he's not telling the truth. So we believe him with me, because he didn't have to say. No one knew that he was his son, and he himself discovered that he's his son. So mainly it's a raya that the other fact that he's a kohen is also true. So yuchsin requires to aid him, and when something requires to aid him, so then no yichoch in the world is effective. The Gemara says that Meshavah, and Aaron, Akein, the two of them could not be aiding in Dinamomis. Why? Because Krivim Absolum Leides. I mean, could anyone in his right mind have any doubts as to whether Meshavah and Aaron are telling the truth? But it's because Akosuv al Pishnai made him Yochum Dobo. So he has to be a kosher aid and craving. Two brothers are posleides. So what is the significance? What is the effect? How could a nige avail us? A nige is only a choche. Since he could have said something else, so it's a raya that he's telling the truth. He's not eager to lie. All right, but Meshavah, certainly we have a choche, they are telling the truth. But he posleides. So lashi isha, nige is not effective. But lachila bitrumo, there is no aloha vedas. Now the question is, so why is migi effective? Gabi momi? Momi not certainly requires aiding. So the Ramban says, because by momi, migi is effective because of tainis baldovo. So in other words, because there is aloha of nemones of tainis baldovo. So the nemones of migi consists of the combination of the Choche of Nige plus the testimony of the Baldom. So Mimele, this is what he says here. So in other words, Inuchname, if it is a case where we know that this Mumalitov had within the two Sakinim, the Sakin Yofi all the time, then we don't have to resort to his Amir. But suppose we see that he has a Sakin Yofi, but we don't know whether the Sakin Yofi he just got now, after the Shchite, or he had it before too. So in such a case, if he doesn't say anything, we cannot take it for granted. But if he does say, this Sakin I had all the time,
since there is a certain kind of an evidence that corroborates his testimony. So even though he has no nemones, so a mumal itiopim has no nemones a choshut, so that we should accept the testimony on its face. That not, because it's a choshut. But when there is something that corroborates it, even though that evidence is not a 100% evidence, so that it could establish a presumption by itself without his testimony, but together with the testimony, so then this evidence corroborates the testimony. So is them. V'chein b'sefer li'em mumchin b'iyah, sage b'zeh, b'ame shemotzino achshav mumchin b'iyah, ki she'im em mumche shochevi, v'hoi chashinu shemo ya'abosok, haze kinim shoyim mumchin b'iyah, el da'akati koshe, ma'im ha'ana mirosei, do'ayim li'em mones. So again he asks, so why? But monefshach, if the fact that he has in his possession is sakin yofi, so is not enough by itself, so how can the combination be effective? But this yes, viroyisi biberek habayis dafei shehik shekin al harajbo diklolu dichol heiche diilo yom haroseh ki yom anami oseh vilo im emen והרשב"א עצמי משמרת הבית, יש על זה. ויש תוי ספר, וצורך לימר פליני מומחה, דהיינה שמזכיר שמוי, ויעוז מירטס לשקר, שמו ישלו ויתרס בשקר. וכן הנוסחה, ותירס הבית, זו רומי וראי, מדמי על זה, שצורך השליח לימר מפליני מומחה לקחתי, אבל סתם מומחה לוי, ולמחנה בזה, לא ישום וכתרה. ודימומחה לא ישכיח, So in other words, so the Rashbo in the Mishmeres Abayi said that Enoch Nami, he was made that when will he be Nemon if he says plainly mumch? If he'll say plainly mumch, but if he will not say plainly mumch, so then he'll not be Nemon because the fact. So in other words, the Rashbo considered in regard to the case of Motzino Achshav Mumchin B'iyah. But in regard to the first case of Hoyim Yodin Shnei Sakinim, so there the Rashbo didn't make any concession to the Ro, in other words. Only because in regard to Shnei Sakinim, so then the evidence is so strong, is very strong, that since he has now two Sakinim, so it tends to indicate, even without his testimony, that he had the two sakinim all the time. But if he doesn't say anything, then we are still cheshish. But if he does say, so then it is considered a strong gechoche. Mashein came, so the Rashbo did not make any concession to the Ro in respect to Shnei Sakinim. He only made a concession to the Ro in respect to the case of Oyo Mumchim B'iyah, because after all the fact that there's a big difference in the case of Shnei Sakinim, so then there is relatively stronger evidence that he had the Sakin Yofi all the time. But there is still an element of Choshe, so if he doesn't testify, we have to be Cheshish. If he testifies, we don't have to be Cheshish. Mashenke in respect to the case of Hoyom Mumchim B'iyah, so the Rashbo made a concession to the Ro that if he says plainly Mumche, otherwise there is no Raya, so what if there are Mumchim B'iyah? But if he said plainly Mumche, so then there is a strong Raya because he is Mirtas, because after all it can be checked. Now if he says plainly Mumche did it, so it can be checked. So b'meila there is a yechoch. All right. V'teimeli. So he says, avol. So he says. So in other words, so when does Rashbo say that? Only in the case where he says pleni mumchi. So the tazes sekash. V'teimeli. Dim kein afilu beivet kichovim nami. So why only mumeli tov? Even an akum. If he says pleni mumchi and it can be checked, so even an akum is trusted. דאפילו ביקחובים נעמד ואשקרון בסימן פיבוב, ביקחובים נאמון, אימו מהמשלה יפלי לי, why? Because it's a question from what fowl are these eggs? And he says, it is from this and this fowl. It's from the pigeon. So then, is Nemon, why? Because we can take a look, the pigeon eggs, and compare them with these eggs. So in other words, so is Miotas. So why only Mumelitov? In such a case. Umikol Mokei, Kosher Atush, Adigdil Rashbo, Vikosa Veloshen Zeh, Nemon, Leima, Yisroel, Mumche, Vikosher Shochatli, Dimash, Mashi, Limaskir, Shema, Yisroel. So in other words, so he has the Kasha against the two. The Rashbo in Mishneh Reis Habayis made a concession to the Roh, that if someone says, just Mumche, not Leima Mumche, so he's not trusted. Even though we know that Mumche Bia. And the Torah doesn't even mention that. Because the minus of the Ashkenazim, she calls off Mumche Shochatu, vize rosa afil Rashbo atzme, she mokadin ze kmoi she lacham va ve'al ma she calls off Rashbo tchilo ve'imeya she biyofe shochateti. Gam al ze tamo berek habayis din amirosim elis klal elo she yika tolu bim yodu alonu she yisakin zu yofe. Yodu alaydim loike yishlochu shem v'shashchit al yodim menu ve'ishel al ze Rashbo tein ze nemones gmura, but he didn't make any concession in respect to the case of Saki Yofi. Why? Because over there, you see, without the testimony, there is very substantial evidence. But without the testimony, there is still an element of doubt. So, but if it is coupled with the testimony, so then it becomes a Choche Gmure. Ve'ishiv al zeh Rashbo. Dein zeh nemones Gmure. Elo ne'imrin. Kan nimtzo kan hoyo. Val kol choch. Onu seimchim olof. But it is not exclusively on the basis of Kanim Tzu Kanhoyo. Because if it had been exclusively on the basis of Kanim Tzu Kanhoyo, why do we have to resort to his testimony? But the Kanim Tzu Kanhoyo is a relatively strong evidence by itself. But without the testimony, there is still an element of Choshosh. With the testimony, there is no element of Choshosh altogether. But the Rashba doesn't say that. So it is possible that according to the case of Sakin Yofe, so mid-raise, the Rashba would be made that on the basis of Kanimtso Kanhoyo, so we can take it for granted that he used the Sakin Yofe. But mid-Rabbonon, without his testimony, we are still Cheshish. Maybe he got the Sakin after the Shrite, and before the Shrite, he didn't have the Sakin. So, Mimele, that is possible. But anyway, it's the Rashba says that we still have to resort to his Nemones. You see that the Loshon of the Rashba is, the Inz and Nemones more. If the Rashba Shrite had been, in the case of Sakin, he doesn't have to say anything, we just take it for granted, and the base can into Kanhoyo. Why does he say Inz and Nemones more? Inz and Nemones qual? Not Inz and Nemones more. In other words, that means the primary factor in the demones is the fact of coming to Kanoyo. But there is still an element of doubt. So Mimele, when this factor of coming to Kanoyo is coupled with his testimony, then it's a Choche Gmur.
Alright. שלא יצריכו רק שיימה סתם מומחה שוחד לי. ובאמס אין עליהם קושי, כאילו שלא יראו סייפה תרס הבייס לרשבו. אבל אונו זוכינו לרסי, על כל חוך אין לו נהתר, אלא באימר פליני מומחה ומסקר שמו דווקא. וידובו זה חידשו.
Now, but we don't have to say that the מחבר passed that because he didn't know. There is no riot that the מחבר did not see the Mishneh Reis Habayis. You see, because the Rashba wrote the big Chibur, Tiras Habayis. Then the Roh, who is a contemporary of the Rashba, so wrote Asoges, and those asogas he called Berek Abayis. Then the Rashba, that was before printing was invented. So he saw the asogas of the Ror. So he wrote asogas and the asogas. And the asogas and the asogas he calls Mishmeres Abayis. In other words, he preserves it. So the Tas says that the Tur and the Mechaber didn't see the Mishmeres Abayis, but there is no evidence that the Tur and the Mechaber didn't see. As a matter of fact, there is a lot of evidence that at least the Mechaber saw the Mishmeres Abayis. So, but then the question is, how is it that when the Rashba himself, the Rashba himself says in Mishmeres Abayis, Yeshto is sefer, v'tzorich leima pleini mumche, and the Mechaber didn't pass, the Tur and the Mechaber didn't pass. So there could be a very simple answer. In other words, the Tur and the Mechaber assumed that even though the Rashba wrote Yeshto is sefer, v'tzorich leima pleini mumche, so it doesn't mean that there was a Toi Satvus. In other words, that the Rashba, by saying Yesh Toi Sefer, was making a concession. He was conceding. In other words, I'm Chazer. And not Yesh Toi Sefer, because who was the Sefer? The Sefer was the Rashba himself, at all. Not that the Toi was on the part of somebody else, a secretary who copied. So Mimele, the Tur and the Mechaber, they passed like the Shittes HaRashba in the Teiras HaBayis, not like the Shittes HaRashba in the Mishmeres HaBayis. I heard from my father a story that my father remember that he was just bar mitzvah, because that was my version. And when Rab Chaim moved to Brisk, so then my father was already 14 years old. So when my father heard the shiurim of Rab Chaim, so he couldn't have been 14, so he was only 30 years old. And that Rab Chaim at one time in Malozhin gave a shiur in Bava Kame, So there is a difficult Rambam. And then the Chachmei Luniel asked of the Rambam, and then the Rambam answered Chachmei Luniel that they should make a correction in his Rambam, is Chayze. There the Rambam wrote, I mean, he spelled it out, is Chayze. So Reb Chaim gave a whole Shia on that Rambam. And then some of the B'Yiluim of Alojin, after the Shia, they asked Reb Chaim. But the Rambam himself said that he should be corrected, that he made a mistake. So Reb Chaim became very angry at the B'Yiluim, who thought that they caught Reb Chaim, you know. So he said, and suppose the Rambam had not written that he is Chazeya, and just the Raivad is Masik, so then you would expect me to be Miyashiv the Rambam. What difference does it make whether it's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivad, or between the Rambam and the Rambam? So isn't the Rambam Svore that he wrote in the Yod HaZoko as good and as sound as the Rambam Svore in the letter to Chachmei Luniel? So we have to be Miyashiv the Shittes Rambam that he had when he wrote it in Yod HaZoko. So in other words, the Tur and the Mechaber, they agreed with the Shite of the Rashba in the Teiras HaBayis, not with the Shite of the Rashba in the Mishmeres HaBayis. All right. Mum al Hachis. Pirish afilo nimtze sakine yofi, dimuyet linaber v'yodayim. Who? Rashi. So in other words, Rashi Shite is that the Mum al Reichon Vilas l'hachis mamesh is not kaku. V'yorosh pirish atam, kim shenecheshe shel izveyach, לא יקרינם בי ויזובחתו ויוחלתו, ויזה אתם גם כן על מה שכוסף רמו משנחש יש לזבח. Now, but I said the last time, and I think that this can be deduced from the Lashon of the Torah that even though the Rosh says that Mumer Eichel Nevelis Lahachis is possible because he's not a Bar Zviche, because Vizavachta implies that he has to be Zoyer Zviche, but according to the Rosh, there is another Aloch. Let's say, if he's in Mumer Eichel Nevelis Lahachis in Nevele, so then even if it's not Lahachis Mamish, so he's Kiakum, because he's not a Bar Zviche. But suppose he's in a Cheshish in Shatnes, he's in a Cheshish in Chil Shabbos Bitzine, or in Shat in Yaakov Espeyes Rosh. So then, Shchitose would be Ksheiro. Shchitose would be Ksheiro. But if he would be Lachis Mamesh, so in any is a Lachis Mamesh, Chil Shabbos Bitzine, Chil Yomtev, Yaakov Espeyes Rosh, Lachis Mamesh, so he would be Kiyaku. So, why does the Taz mention not on the basis of mean, because here in respect to Niveles, so not only Lachis Mamesh, even in Cheshish, so there's a big Achidesh, that is based upon the fact that he's not a Basvich. Alright. Mubalechot Mishor Averes. Mumer Lechot Mishor Averes. In Tzorich Livnik Lissaki. Vigab Shchita Ave Ki Yisroel. Vidas HaRambam Pirish HaRosh Kim Dechazino Nipeikia Bishvil Tavosei Beechot Mishor Averes Chayshinon Shemo Peikia Shalo Likayim Shum Mitzve Ke Halochi Vihod Inokat HaTalmud Mumer Limveles Haimel Ribusi Da Afilu Boze Di Dojbe Mehane Beidik Saki Vineisli Vihikshu Biprisi Dim kein amay amrin bisim na alef sif khof dav nech shlag nevel nech shlag shrite amel khashinu shem po kabit ke sakin vitirait. So we discussed it and we mentioned the teretz, but the teretz, but there are several teretzim, but we mentioned one of the teretzim because over there we don't know as to whether a professional thief stole it. We know that somebody stole it, but that does not mean that he was a professional thief. Maybe it is a person who's the one who stole it for the first time. So and then the Rambam is made. So he says, "Vitirates." The preacher says, "Lemikhe mumer el kinosi b'faresye o yikamu pomi mishikos v'teisves mashein kin zeh she'osa b'tzine v'en yodua she'gona av kamu pomi mishum hoche k'sheiro." Ufidvorov, he also came upon him. Gneve hoilon leseya. Motza gniv, gdig, shalei gonov, vishochut, mishimashrit. So, vare luchilku baze big moral of poskin, vinire. The hosom amrin on shemu atzmi lishachte, elonos nilachelishachte, vihave svexveke, sofiki nos lachelishachte, vintin solima hushochat, shemu bodekasakin yofe, trilo, elonachatsofik machmir aramba. But here there is a svexveke. Because we don't know. We know that somebody stole it. But that does not mean that the one who stole it was sheikhed it. Maybe he did. But maybe there was division of labor. Maybe one stole it and the other one sheikhed it. So mainly it's a svexvek. And in view of the fact that a mumel idovarechot according to the Rambam, so it's also lechot mishchitosei not b'tiraswada. B'tiraswada not, but b'tirasofik, maybe. So now that there is another sofik, not a suffix, maybe not a ganev shechted, but somebody else slaughtered it, so it's a svexvik. Now, here we have a terrific chiddush in the prishe. Now, the teretz of the prishe is, the limikre mumer and kinosi bifares, here we come upon. So come upon him, we understand. Because mumer means someone who is addicted. But someone who is not addicted, who is just evil, does not have the Shem Mumer. But why does he mention Faresie? Where do we find, where is Fares? We find that Faresie is significant in Chil Shabbos. So there, Chil Shabbos Bitzine is like Shor Avir Shemetor. He's not the Mumer.